Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and some of you may be interested in my Wednesday night television show where web video meets the issues. We'll try to get that Bernie Madoff video thumbing his nose at the SEC on the show tonight. That's 7:30 tonight on CUNY TV, Channel 75, on the New York City cable stations, cable systems. Now a two-track call-in on humor and bad taste in the news. Blind people, what did you think of the Saturday Night Live sketch about Governor Patterson? And seriously, what blind humor do you like? Do you tell blind jokes? Are there blind jokes that you think are in good taste that blind people tell other blind people, and blind jokes that you think are in bad taste? We'll play a clip in a minute. And women, what should happen to Barack Obama's head speechwriter, Jon Favreau, photographed groping the breast of a cardboard cutout of Hillary Clinton? 212-433-WNYC. We will save some of our lines for our blind listeners. 212-433-9692. You may not know the Jon Favreau story is not getting as much attention. He's Barack Obama's head speechwriter. He's the guy who writes those speeches. He got caught on camera doing something really crass. He's 27 years old. He was somewhere or other with a life-size cardboard cutout of Hillary Clinton. And what did our rocket scientist, moral giant speechwriter do? He posed for a photo groping the breast of the cardboard future Secretary of State. And the photo showed up briefly on Favreau's Facebook page just long enough before he took it down for the press to get hold of it. It was not clear when the photo was taken or who posted it. It may have been early in the campaign, but we don't know. So the question is, what should the punishment be for Jon Favreau? Should he be fired? What if this was George Bush's head speechwriter? Would you be calling for his head? Or Lindsey Graham's speechwriter? Would you say this sexism has no place in professional Washington? This guy should be fired? Is it different because it's Obama? And he's writing the inaugural address as we speak? 212-433-9692. And the Saturday Night Live thing is this. It was Fred Armisen, who also plays Obama on the show. The skit is drawing fire and calls for an apology from NBC because of the way they made fun of Patterson's blindness. They showed him needing to be positioned at a table for his Weekend Update interview and then holding a New York unemployment chart upside down. Here's a little of the audio.
The person I select must be prepared to help this state face a grave economic crisis. And it's bad out there, Seth. I mean, if you don't believe me, take a look at this graph that I got here. Now, as you can see, it shows that unemployment in 2008...
Governor, it's upside down.
You bet it is. The whole world is upside down, and someone's got to fix it.
All right. It was largely visual humor, but there was some of the audio. And it's offensive, in my own opinion, because Patterson is blind, but he has no history of bumbling his way to his desk in a swivel chair or of displaying charts upside down. I think, if anything, New Yorkers have been impressed with how amazing his memory is when giving speeches like that long, emphatic budget address yesterday. So this becomes making fun of the abstract idea of being blind, not anything about actual David Patterson. Now, I should say something about the Favreau photo. We have a link on our page, but there are two interpretations of it, even though he's apologized to Hillary already. It's not clear to everyone's eye that he's doing a grope. It could be that he's just holding up the cutout, and that's where his hand, that his hand happens to fall. Mm-hmm. At the very least, he's not making some stupid face or sticking out his tongue. So, you know, so it's worth mentioning, I guess. But he did offer an apology to Hillary Clinton. And Clinton's office responded that we're happy to see Mr. Favreau's interest in the State Department and we're considering his application. Ralph in Secaucus, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ralph.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
So?
Yeah, I'm calling about the Saturday Night Live thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm blind, and my friends make fun of me all the time. They say I'm blind as a bat. And I don't think because he is in politics, he's immune to this sort of thing, you know?
They call me Bat Boy. Are there blind jokes that you tell? Is there blind humor that, you know, blind people?
I do not tell blind jokes because my feelings are always hurt.
Uh-huh.
My friends and family, they make fun of me all the time. I think he should have to suffer like I do.
Ralph, thank you very much. Carl in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Carl.
Yes, I would think that Saturday Night Live would not have used a racist humor to accentuate another one of the governor's characteristics. And I think using blind humor to accentuate this characteristic was a little over the line. I think politicians are fair game for what they do as opposed to who they are. I'm blind like your previous caller. However, I think to make blind jokes and to tolerate them only reinforces the low esteem that a lot of blind people have in society's negative attitudes towards blind people, which has contributed towards the 70% unemployment rate that the governor referred to. So I think in that sense, I think we need to accept the fact and understand that about 50 years ago, Amos and Andy was acceptable humor. It is no longer acceptable humor. And I think we need to take other groups, including the blind, off the table for this kind of ridicule.
Carl, is there blind humor that, you know, there's Jews trade Jewish humor among each other.
Well, that's right.
And gay people trade, you know, gay jokes among each other, but certain kinds. There are kinds they would do, there were kinds they would not do.
Well, that's right.
Does this go on in the blind community?
I think if it's done, if the kind of joke is done internally, and I know if I were Jewish and kidding with another Jewish guy, we'd know because we're coming from the same family,
right.
Broad
right.
Family in that sense. As opposed to an external force ridiculing and accentuating a stereotype of black people, you know, tap dancing, Jews being moneylenders, blind people being incompetent.
Right.
You know, so it's the kind of negative humor that is focused that more hurts the cause. I think David Paterson is one of 54 or so people who have made it to governor. Nobody else in that audience has achieved what he achieved. And to try to demean the guy because he's blind, where were all the other sighted guys who could have been governor?
Carl, thank you very much. Katie in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Katie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What are you thinking?
I'm calling about Jon Favreau, and I don't feel like he should be punished. I feel like he should apologize, and people should move on. It was a stupid little prank. People need to get in touch with their lack of privacy, posing for pictures like that and publishing them. I mean, people have lost their minds in terms of maintaining their own privacy. I mean, we all do stupid things like that at a party with friends, and now he's in a public position, and he's going to have to apologize. But, you know, he shouldn't be demoted or anything.
Yeah. Katie, hang on a second. Ricky in Manhattan, I think, has another point of view. Ricky?
Hi, Brian. Yes. First, I want to say that I thought that the humor from the Clinton camp was wonderful. But having said that, I think that it's appalling that Obama hasn't said anything about this. Of course, he didn't say anything about the misogyny and sexism during the primary. But I think we should all look at it. What if it had been Michelle Obama? Would he still be so silent?
Yeah. So
and I think a number of people are also concerned more broadly that that this is a kind of a tolerance of the kind of date rape of, you know, drinking and groping.
Katie, Obama too silent for you?
No, not for me.
Just move on?
Yeah, like, just move on. So yes, make it a teachable lesson. Say something about it. Make this guy, he can speak well. We've heard it. We love it. It's like water in the desert listening to this guy's speeches. So, like, let's teach people about it. It's a teachable moment. But, you know, I don't think the guy should be fired.
All right.
We all do stupid things like that. People need to look at themselves instead of pointing and gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
Thanks a lot to both of you for calling. We really appreciate it. Miriam in Westbury, you're on WNYC. Hi, Miriam.
Hi. I'm a member of the American Council of the Blind. I'm blind. I think that what they did on Saturday Night Live was really in poor taste, but they're known for doing that. And I think that, you know, a lot of blind people have gotten really upset. I think they're overreacting because that's what Saturday Night Live does.
What about the standard that our previous caller, Carl, tried to set? That if it's just negative stereotypes of, like, you know, blind people are clumsy and that kind of thing.
Well, I think that, you know, the other side of this is that blind people are objects of prejudice and discrimination in terms of employment, in terms of social discrimination, and that it certainly does not help the image for them to be depicted as our governor was depicted. On the other hand, it doesn't help for us to seem as if we have no sense of humor and we're very oversensitive and no one can ever say anything about us.
Right. Miriam, thank you very much. Janine in Jersey City, you're on WNYC. Hi, Janine.
Hi. I'm just calling to say I agree with the previous caller, Katie. Yeah, we need to get over this idea that our public officials are infallible. I mean, they make mistakes, and he was 27, I believe, the age of his age, and we all have done things in the past, especially maybe 20s, that maybe weren't the best decisions, but you're out amongst friends, you joke around.
Would you be feeling so charitable if it was Dick Cheney's head speechwriter?
Well, what if it were a female that was groping Dick Cheney? A 27-year-old female, would it be a different...
That would just never happen.
Would we be having this conversation? Well, that's true, but...
Janine, thank you very much. Alan Englewood, you're going to get the last word. Hi.
Okay, yes, I'm with the National Federation for the Blind in New Jersey. I'm a blind photographer, and I thought that thing was in poor taste also. Due to the fact that he's the governor, he achieved a lot. We have a lot of blind people out here that are doing things, and we get put down for, like, not knowing anything. We have in Jersey, I'm a blind photographer, we have blind seamstress, we have blind ministers, and we're all out there doing something. And I suggest that the people from Saturday Night Live should put blinders on for about 15 minutes and try to do their normal job
they
and see what it's like to be blind.
Long ago, they had Eddie Murphy playing Stevie Wonder playing tennis. So, you know, is that funny?
Yeah. Well, like they said, the previous call, one of the callers said, when blind people among themselves tell jokes, it's funny.
Yeah.
But
10 seconds. Do you be a blind photographer?
How?
Yeah.
I use sound. I listen to where people are and rely on them to smile, and I get their picture.
Al, thank you very much. Thanks to all of you for your calls. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.